Konnichiwa. Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 160. Today in this episode, we will learn about ga shimasu, which means feels like, tastes like, smells like, etc. Now let's go. The expression 何々がします means feels like, tastes like, smells like, etc. It concerns the area of the sensory perceptions, mainly through the sense of hearing, taste, and smell. So for example, if we use 匂い or 香り before がします, it means it smells like. Now first of all, what is the difference between 匂い and 香り? 匂い, there are two ways to write. The first 匂い is used for negative meaning, such as ゴミの匂い, the smell of trash. For 匂い that has negative meaning, we also use katakana. It can also be translated as fragrance. Now let's make some example sentences. I can smell the nice aroma of freshly baked bread from the kitchen. From the kitchen is キッチンから. To bake something is 焼きます. In order to express that something is done freshly or newly, we will use stem word plus tate. 焼きたて. This means freshly baked. Bread is パン. So, 焼きたてのパン. This is freshly baked bread. Nice aroma. Let's use 香り. After this, we will use がします。キッチンから焼きたてのパンのいい香りがします。キッチンから焼きたてのパンのいい香りがします。There's a smell of pets in the room. So this smell, we will use 匂い, and it has a negative meaning. The smell of pet will be ペットの匂い. After this, we will put がします。
この部屋はペットの匂いがします。この部屋はペットの匂いがします。
I can smell the scent of the new detergent from the laundry. From the laundry, this is
洗濯物から.
New detergent is
新しい洗剤.
Smell. In this case, let's use 匂い, which has both positive and neutral meaning.
洗濯物から新しい洗剤の匂いがします.
The air in the mountains has a refreshing scent. Mountain is
山.
Air is
空気.
Refreshing. Let's use
すがすがしい.
And then scent. Let's use 匂い, which has both positive and negative meaning.
山の空気はすがすがしい匂いがします.
Now let's move on to another usage. If we put 音, sound, 声, voice before がします, it means it sounds like. Or it can also be translated as I hear. For example, I can hear the squeaking of mice under the desk. Under the desk is
机の下.
Mice is ネズミ. Squeaking is 鳴き声. After this, we will put がします。
机の下でネズミの鳴き声がします。机の下でネズミの鳴き声がします。
I heard something fall outside the door. Outside the door. This is
ドアの外。ドアの外。
Something is 何か。
何か。
Something falls. This is something が落ちます。Something が落ちます。This is group 2 verb. So the sound that something fell is
何かが落ちる音。何かが落ちる音。
After this, we will put がしました。Past tense.
ドアの外で何かが落ちる音がしました。ドアの外で何かが落ちる音がしました。
There's some kind of sound by the second floor, isn't it? Second floor is
2階、2階。
By the second floor. This means around the area of the second floor. We can use noun plus の方で。
So, 2階の方で。
Weird, strange is 変。変。This is not adjective. So, weird sound will be
変な音。変な音。
After this, we will put
がします。
We want to say, isn't it? So, at the end of the sentence, we will put
よね。2階の方で変な音がしますよね。2階の方で変な音がしますよね。
There is a voice of someone outside of the door right now. Outside of the door.
ドアの外。ドアの外。
Someone. Human is 人。
人。
So voice of someone is
人の声。人の声。
After this, we will put
がします。
In this case, we want to say that this is happening right now, so we will make this into te form plus います。
今、ドアの外で人の声がしています。今、ドアの外で人の声がしています。
So today we learn about がします。がします means feels like, tastes like,smells like, etc. Today we learned about
匂い
or 香り plus がします which means smells like and 音 or 声 plus がします which means it sounds like or I hear. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you.If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。